Bright sparks.
1. A new report.
Is modern education rubbish? Are today's teenagers poor learners who can't think for themselves? Not according to a report from researchers in Scotland. The good news is that young people are more intelligent than their great-grandparents were.
2. Tests have changed.
Intelligence quotient, IQ tests, are a way of measuring general intelligence. An average score in a given population is 100 points. Scientist Steven Pinker has taken a look at IQ test results over many years and made notes about what he found. Every few years, people did better in the tests, so the test writers made changes and the tests became harder.
3. IQs have improved.
If some average modern teenagers went back in time, their IQ score would be higher than the people around them. If your IQ is 100 now and you travelled back to 1950, you would probably have an IQ of 118. If you went back to 1910, you would have an IQ of 130. That's better than 98% of other people in 1910. To look at it another way, an average person from 1910 who visited us today would have an IQ measurement of only 70.
4. What are the reasons?
Now, why are people getting cleverer? In order to find the reasons, we have to ask, how have people changed? We have made improvements in diets and health, and because they influence the brain, this is the main reason. Answers to vocabulary, maths, or general knowledge questions haven't changed so much, but we have become better at problem solving. We have made progress with puzzle questions such as glove is to hand as shoe is to what. This is also because we live in a fast-paced digital world where we have to think and react quickly, and we can't be afraid of making mistakes.